Kinyan Lamed Ches, the 38th Kinyan of the Memches Devarim, Shateret Niknes Bahem, is Umachri Lekav Schus, judging your friend favorably. The first thing to mention is that this Kinyan is really a mitzvah sasei. That's learned from the Pasuk of Mitzedek Tishpar Amisecha, which means you always have to judge your friend favorably. And if you look in the Seder of all the mitzvahs that are written in Parshas Kedoshim, Kamat, all the mitzvahs which are Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, that are discussed over there, are all dependent on this mitzvah of being done as Chaveri L'Kav Schus. Because if you're always judging your friend favorably, then there's no place for Rechilos, for Sinna, for Nekima, for Netira, and then you can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yehavta L'Riach L'Kamaycha. So it turns out this Kinyan of being Machriya L'Kav Schus is the key to someone's proper anhaga, the way he should deal with his friend. And the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Hei says, "Gam b'mashal marnu shekol adam chayiv ladun chaveru lekav schus shu b'chlal ha-mitzvah." Besides the fact that we said that the chiyuv to judge your friend favorably is part of this mitzvah of b'tzedek tishpat ha-misecha, yasiba liyos bein anashim shalom v'reyos. This would be a siba, a reason that there should be between people shalom and reyos. And he says, Ikr kol kavanas ha-mitzvah is lahayil b'yishuv b'nei adam yesher hadin. V'los is b'neiim shalom im siluk ha-chashad ish be'ish. This always takes away chashad. Person's always suspicious. What does my friend want? What's my friend doing? What's he thinking about me? When a person does not think about it, he's not always trying to see what his friend suspects him of, or he's suspicious of his friend, then that helps a lot to judge your friend favorably, and that's a key to reaching proper peace in adam l'chaveroi. If you look in the Medrash Shmuel says a few different things regarding Machriya L'Kav Schus. First, he says that the last midah was Noisa Ba'olam Chaveroi. So a person who properly is Noisa Ba'olam Chaveroi, he's able to be soivel the midas of his friend. Even if it's like an oil covered, he is able to be soivel, he's able to accept, and if his friend has a terrible midah and he upsets him, he's always Dan him L'Kav Schus. And he says it's not his fault, he really meant well. And when the person is Noisa Ba'olam Chaveroi properly, the next step is that he's Machriya Hilm L'Kav Schus. That's number one. Number two, he says, is that Machriya L'Kav Schus means that when a person sees his friend B'tzar, he's mitzdayer in his tzar. He feels terrible for the pain of his friend. And that's really a part of Noisa Ba'olam Chaveroi. And once he has that level of Noisa Ba'olam Chaveroi, Mimela, he's able, the next step is that he's able to be Machriya L'Kav Schus. Because he says, it's not enough that he carries the burden with his friend equally. He says, Adu Rabba, Machriya Es Chaveru L'Kav Schus, L'Hakil Me Olav, V'hu Noisei Roiv Ha'oil, V'Roiv Atzar. He takes a person's burden and he shoulders it even more than his friend. It's not Shave B'Shave. He takes a bigger chelek and a bigger chunk of the burden that his friend is carrying. And then he says that perhaps the midah of Machriya L'Kav Schus is going back on the midah of Einoy Semeach Bahira. Someone who's a dayan never wants to judge on his own. He always wants to have another judge with him because he's scared. Perhaps he's not going to judge properly. And when a person sits down with his friend to judge, he listens and does what his friend says. Oyse ikra misvaras chaveiro yoyse misvarasoy. And that's what the Tana of this Mishnah is teaching us. Machriya L'Kav Schus. Ki ilu sforas chaveroi zaka ubara yose misvara soy. The schus, meaning the svara of his friend, is zaka, is pure, ubara, and it's clear more than his svara. And therefore, when a person is judging together with his friend, who's also a dayan, he listens carefully and listens to the svara that his friend is saying, and he gives it a bigger chashivos, and he hears it as zach and bara, clear, more than his own svara. And that way, a person could definitely come to a tremendous midah of Kinyan Torah. And again, the Maharal says, like he's been saying quite a few times in Masechtas Avis, that when a person is Noisei Ba'olam Chaveroi, and when he's Machriya L'Kav Schus, these both bring him into the klal of Klal Yisrael. And he says that when a person is part of the klal, he gets judged and he gets special Siyata D'Shmaya much differently than if he's a Yachid. See, these are all midahs that bring a person as part of the klal, which enable them to have a special Siyata D'Shmaya to grow in his learning. Have a wonderful day.